Lesson 15. I will be thankful. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. The Lord has commanded, Thou shalt thank the Lord thy God in all things. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59, Verse 7. We should express appreciation to God for the many blessings He gives us. We should also be thankful to parents, teachers, friends, and others who help us in any way. See Psalm 100, verses 3 through 4.
Preparation.
Read Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, and be prepared to briefly summarize the story of the 10 lepers. Bring a copy of the Bible. Mark Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, so that you can turn to it easily.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual.
Teaching tip. Children feel secure when there are regular routines and familiar transitions from one activity to another. This helps them pay attention and be involved.
Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Doctrinal instruction. Tell the children that Heavenly Father has given us many blessings, such as our bodies, the plants and animals, our families, and the church. Explain that we can show our love for Him by saying thank you, and that we can also say thank you to our family and friends and anyone who does something kind for us. Scripture story. Display the picture of Jesus and the 10 lepers on page 66. Point out Jesus and the people who were very sick. Open the Bible to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, and tell the story of the 10 lepers. Below is an example. There were 10 men who were very sick. Jesus healed them and made them better.
Point to Jesus in the picture.
They were all very happy.
Point to the lepers in the picture.
But only one man said thank you to Jesus.
Point to the thankful leper in the picture.
We can say thank you.
Invite the children to say thank you. Teaching tip. Be sensitive to the children's ability to comprehend. Avoid baby talk or words that are too difficult. For example, use people who were very sick instead of lepers.
Picture. Show the illustration of things to be thankful for on page 67. Tell the children that we show our love to Heavenly Father by thanking Him for all the things He gives us. Point to one of the illustrations and invite the children to do an action related to that item, such as raising their hands above their heads to make the roof of a house, pretending to pick fruit off a tree and eat it, pretending to put on shoes, and so on. Repeat for each of the illustrations. Song. Sing or say the words to verses 1 and 2 of Thanks to Our Father, Children's Songbook, page 20, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. Thanks to Our Father we will bring.
Fold arms.
For He gives us everything.
Spread arms out.
Eyes and ears and hands and feet.
Point to eyes, ears, hands and feet.
Clothes to wear.
Point to clothes.
And food to eat.
Pretend to eat.
Conclusion. Ask the children to say thank you. Briefly share your feelings of gratitude for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Teaching tip. Young children may not participate throughout the entire lesson. However, with love and encouragement, you can teach them to imitate what you do. Help them say thank you at appropriate times. Your example can be your most powerful teaching tool. The children will learn attitudes, conduct, and language by observing you. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 109. Optional activities.
Preparation. For the pictures activity, bring pictures of things you are thankful for. You could use pictures in this manual or in church magazines, or you could draw your own. For the coloring activity and the matching game, copy the illustrations on page 67 for each child to color. Bring small bits of paper or something similar for the children to use as markers for the matching game. Bring enough for each child to have at least 4 markers. Activity verse. Tell the children we are thankful to Heavenly Father for our bodies. Invite the children to stand and do the following activity verse with you. Improvise actions suggested by the words. Touch your eyes, touch your nose. Touch your ears, touch your toes. Stretch your hands way up high, even higher, toward the sky. Put your hands on your hair. Sit down quietly on your chair. Point to your mouth and say, I am thankful for my mouth. Ask the children to repeat the phrase and the action. Repeat for eyes, nose, ears, hands, and feet. Invite the children to suggest things they are thankful for and repeat the phrase for the things they mention.
Teaching tip. Repetition helps children learn, and it is fun for them. They like to hear things over and over. They can learn short phrases that are repetitive and predictable.
Pictures. Show the children the pictures you have brought, and briefly explain why you are thankful for these things. Invite the children to name something they are thankful for. Coloring. Let the children color a copy of page 67. While they are coloring, point out details in the pictures and explain to the children what they are coloring. Read the words on the illustration to them. Matching game. Give each child 4 small bits of paper. Display the illustrations on page 67. Point to the illustration of the family and read the caption to the children. Invite the children to put a bit of paper on the family on their own copy. Invite them to repeat the phrase on the illustration with you. Repeat this activity for the other illustrations.